Reincarnation is the world's most widely held religious belief, and the basic idea is always that beings move up, starting out as ants, say, or smegma mites. By dint of hard work, souls incarnate into higher beings, like sparrows, and then lions, and then humans, until finally they attain the apotheosis of all possible existence and are suffered to live in a Colorado mountain town and given their own weekly radio show. But based on my own life experience, everyone who believes in reincarnation has got it completely backwards. That is, beings don't move up, they move down. For look at me. Born at or near the top rung of existence, and with 3 decades of ascetic religion, meditation, LSD use, and various and sundry other enlightenment experiences under my belt, you'd think that having approached the top of life's Ferris wheel, I'd spend my days preparing to leap into Lord Shiva's sweet embrace, yearning for union with the divine. But in fact, the opposite seems to be the case. As I enter midlife, my thoughts turn more and more to pleasures of the flesh, to pleasantly altered states of consciousness, and to delightfully varied sensual encounters. Purity is dull in my experience, and even religious ecstasy is overrated. Give me a good cigar, a glass of teenaged Cabernet, and the director's cut of Blade Runner, and I'm about as happy as any being in the cosmos. And since, like all beings, I am a mirror of God, I'm pretty sure he feels the same way. So I believe that God, when contemplating the immersion of himself in the fecund chaos of materiality, doesn't jump in the deep end. Rather, he gets his toes wet by incarnating as a relatively pure being, perhaps a Tibetan lama, or one of those kung fu masters with the really bushy eyebrows. And as he gets accustomed to fleshly existence, he more fully embraces the sordid ironies of physicality, and moves down the ladder of life, incarnating as a thief, a pimp, a killer, a Walmart executive, until no baser form of human existence remains and he becomes the highest form of animal, a domestic cat, and then a horse, an eagle, a tapeworm, a dog, poison ivy, a slime mold, until finally God has grokked life itself, all of its glory and obscenity, its bits of brilliant light and its dank evil corners. And by this journey, God comes to know himself. And finally, when God has sunk low enough, he becomes rock and water and air. He sleeps the sleep of matter, and after many long ages, he wakes again and resumes his role as Lord of creation. And this is why God is holier than the rest of us. He accepts everyone and everything. No being is separate from his love. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.